Welcome to the Be Better Chop Shop podcast.
Why is it the chop house, man?
The chop shop, man, because we chop it up and dissect the information in here.
I like that.
Be Better World is a movement about empowering people.
Stay tuned for some really cool people, some really cool episodes, and learn what you can do to empower yourself.
All right, welcome to the Be Better podcast, and we're in the chop shop, and we're doing a little something a little different today. We're going to have some conversations business to business. I'm in the room with Campfire Hour. We're going to talk about all the stuff that they got going on, so welcome to the show. How are you guys?
Good. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So I'm going to let you guys on a little secret. These are my people. These are my peeps. They actually record my podcast. But we decided today on the fly that we're going to really talk about business, because a lot of businesses won't tell you the real, mm-hmm. right? And so Kelly and I were talking before we started recording about like some of the struggles that we go through. So hey, talk a little bit about what Campfire is, what you guys are doing, so people kind of know what's going on with it.
Sure. So Campfire Hour is our podcast show. And it is myself and Kyle and our co-host, Kellen Evans, and we celebrate business on that show. So we banter, we have fun, but the basis of our show is entrepreneurship and leadership and celebrating people who are doing really bold, out-of-the-box things. Those are the kind of guests we have on. You've been on our show last season. It's like you're good at what you do.
I wasn't on for that episode.
No, you weren't.
No, I was.
That was pre-Kyle.
Being a producer, yeah.
So now Kyle's our producer, and we have the show, and to monetize our show, we started a coffee company.
Okay, so in front of me, I have the Campfire Blend, and I was at an event, I'm going to say, it was on my birthday, December 14th, that's what I remember, when you guys launched the coffee brand. So talk about how that's going. How's it doing? What do you guys... How's it feel to be a coffee brand on?
The coffee was an easy way to monetize our show. Mm-hmm. So our podcast kind of hit the ground running. We did a really good job branding ourselves on social media. So we got a lot more exposure than we anticipated. And we kind of just exploded. And we're like, we don't want to wait for the 10,000 subscribers or whatever nonsense to monetize and get like big sponsors. We'll just monetize it ourselves. So we have the connections with a coffee roaster here in town. It was really easy for us to just reach out to our people and make this happen. Now we're finding out though, the post Christmas slump, you know, sales were really fantastic Christmas time and then down. So yeah. It's been a little, you know, it's been discouraging. I mean, that's real. It's discouraging and we're just pushing through it. We, you know, we're all new to retail. We're all new to the coffee industry. So there was a lot of learning curves, like boom, sold out of all of our whiskey coffee. We had one 130-pound batch that we started with, and that sold out way faster than we thought. Like, everyone showed up to support us. We're so thankful. But now, you know, in the interim of being after Christmas and letting our next batch age, it's been slow, and we're trying not to get discouraged. So, learning curves.
Hey, so growth spurts. Yeah. So, I was telling Kelly before we started, and Kyle, I'll talk about it a little bit as well. It's, you know, people think you own a business and everything is just like peachy king, right? And so you heard her say that they sold out and you think like that'd be like a yay. And that is kind of like a yay.
Yeah.
But then you go like, okay, now what?
Yeah, what's next?
Right?
We have to buy more labels and we need to age more coffee in a whiskey barrel. And there's all these other expenses that go along with that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot of more moving parts than we ever anticipated. But it's a good learning curve for us.
Yeah.
Learn this stuff early.
And that's just it, you know. So people talk about like, you know, reading the blueprint before you start the business and all that stuff. And sometimes it's just not, you're actually writing the blueprint, mm-hmm. you know. And of course, you can talk about marketing. You can talk about how to do this. But I mean, you guys did something that was pretty special. Like, I don't know personally about another whiskey coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a lot of people know about it. We age our green beans in a whiskey barrel and then roast them. So it's a really fun process and it's really delicious coffee. And it's kind of out of the box, which is kind of what we're known for, is being bold and out of the box. So we did deliver a fantastic product and our people came out and supported us. But then, you know, we hit a low spot. And so now we have to rebound from that.
Okay. So when are you projecting the next drop of coffee to
next
come?
Week?
Oh, wow.
Wait,
okay.
Next week. So that's part of our learning curve, is we made labels and none of us had retail experience and they weren't even legal. We could not put these on the shelf. We would get in trouble because like we didn't have the ounces listed on there. Like there's all these things. It's ignorance. We don't know what we don't know. So in the meantime, while our next barrel's aging, we are making new labels, making sure we're up to code, like as far as food stuff goes mm-hmm. and getting into retail and buying UPC codes and all this stuff we had no idea about until all of a sudden we're like, crap, we're not selling coffee. What do we do about it?
Right.
You know, so.
Well, it was kind of a weird, you know, it was kind of a weird speed bump to hit. Like, we launched right in that prime, like, Christmas gift yes. buying season. Mm-hmm. And everyone's, like, hitting you up on the phone, like, hey, I need a bag of whiskey coffee. I need, like, 4 bags here, 5 bags there. Like, we released a video on Ember about how, like, we were running
out. How we pre-sold.
Yeah, we pre-sold and almost sold our entire batch of whiskey coffee. And then the texts and the messages started flooding in.
Oh, really?
People were
like,
fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Like, do you still have a bag for me? Mm-hmm. Like, I promised somebody I was going to get them a bag. Like, I haven't got them for me yet. And so it's like we were selling it faster than, you know, we could essentially mm-hmm. produce it. And then, you know, after Christmas hits and everything kind of slows down, and then we get time to whip out another batch of coffee, and it was just our regular roast.
Nobody then, cared about that yeah. one. Nobody wants just coffee. Nobody yeah. wants coffee they can get anywhere. yeah.
And it's like sales just kind of like came to a screeching halt. And it was mm-hmm. like, well, like, is that it? Like, was that just a one-time thing? And it's like, well, you know, in retail, there is that post-Christmas slump. Everyone's letting their bank accounts recover. Mm-hmm. Like, no one wants to buy anything because they just spent a bunch of money. And so, yeah, it's been a little challenging not to get discouraged by that. But we're coming out the other side.
We've got, so this is a terrible analogy, but it's the best one I can come up with. Summer bodies aren't built in the summer. They're built in the winter. And that's the season we're in right now, is we are behind the scenes doing the hard work, making all the parts fit together so that when we do relaunch, there will be no more slumps. Like, we will be good to go. We'll stay ahead of ourselves. Got all our boxes checked. So we've got a lot of fun things planned. We're planning on doing the farmer's market this summer, just spreading awareness, having people taste it, yeah. you know, learn about it. We are going to do art walks. So we will host art walk here at the studio, have people come in, have coffee while they're art walking, support our artist friends. So a lot of cool stuff like yeah. that we have planned. It's just, you know, the interim is always the frustrating right, part, yeah. you know, you don't see the progress
right.
and you're doing all the things every single day and you're still not seeing the progress. But I know all that action will come to fruition. So,
and so for those of you guys who are wondering why we are having this conversation, so Be Better is about empowerment. And one part of empowerment is that sometimes you fall down, mm-hmm. right? It's not always about you just get to run the race. You don't get to get dirty. It's not about that, right? So people say, you know, well, you got coffee and you released a book and it sold X amount of copies. It's like, businesses of our size pour out way more money than we pull in.
Oh yeah.
Right? I mean, we only got, you know, a set amount of friends who can help us, yeah. right? So who do you turn to? Who do you look to? So I just want people to understand out there who are listening to this that, you know, the struggle is real.
It is real.
Right? Mm-hmm. And people say that, and they say that jokingly, but for those of us who are in the grind every day, we can attest to that, mm-hmm. you know. So coffee out in the next 10 days or so.
Yeah, should be about the end of next week. We should be good to okay. launch the whiskey again. So,
so we
have another product we're going to release in March.
That's a secret.
A little bit, yeah. Okay, it's gonna be fun.
I like secrets.
And then April is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Kellen beat testicular cancer yeah. last year, so we plan a bunch of fun stuff that month too. So like, cool. there's a lot of good things coming yeah. down the road, but yeah, just this interim waiting, you know, the yeah, waiting game.
Do I ever?
But
so what, you know, as small business owners, if you could give Lynn any advice to somebody who's thinking about starting their business, because I don't want to make it sound like it's all bad, right? Like, because I mean, there are some very great perks to owning your own business, but I do want to keep it real. So yeah. but if you had to give, you know, Kyle, Kelly, if you had to give a tip to, you know, these people who are thinking about potentially stepping into the business, what would you tell them?
Do you want to go first?
Ladies first, Kelly.
I'm gonna say what I always say every day, which is collaboration over competition. That's what we live by. That's how this all even happened, is because we are willing to collaborate with people and we celebrate that mindset. And so, you know, when I'm feeling discouraged, I reach out to people like you and talk to people who have been where I've been and are more successful than I am now and have been through the struggle, mm-hmm. you know, to kind of talk me through it and, you know, reach out to our people we work with and, you know, make sure we're all on the same page. We're encouraging each other. We're not like, oh yeah, this sucks, let's all grump about it. Like, no, we're gonna get through this together. We're gonna make it. We're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Love it.
I mean, that's
kind of our tagline. We say it every day. Collaboration over competition.
Yeah. She stole it.
She did.
So I guess I'd have to go with, you're going to hit roadblocks. I mean, you're going to come up on tough times, and you just can't let those stop you dead in your tracks. I mean, you gotta adapt and overcome all those obstacles.
And so the thing I'll leave you guys with is surround yourself with people that'll be real, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, like I said, if you know, you know, I think there's levels to this business thing. And what I find is you got starters you got grinders, and you got mature businesses. And I think we're probably in that grinder stage, mm-hmm. right? We're trying to figure out how to get to the mature level. And you need people who, you know, I walked in the room, and I'm going to tell this story, Kelly. And like I asked, I said, how's the coffee going? And she said, terrible. And I was like, that's the greatest thing I heard today. And not because the sales were terrible, but because she was completely raw and honest with me, because I'm like, I wasn't having the best day either, mm-hmm. right? And so you surround yourself with people who will say that to you, because then what we do is we try to pick each other up. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important.
Yeah.
So y'all know we don't leave the show without, that was like a business model. So tell me what your personal model is.
Oh, a personal model.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, our main personal model is probably not appropriate for this show.
And then there's that.
I have a pretty solid personal model. I think it's censored out, but.
I don't know. I like to carry that collaboration into everything I do in my life. Like that's what I live by. Collaboration over competition.
Hmm.
You could PG your saying.
I'll just do the previous version was play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
There you go.
All right. And I'm
we're all about extreme accountability here.
Yeah, hold each other accountable, hold yourself more accountable than anybody else.
And I'm gonna leave you guys with this, and this is the thing that I get up and I tell myself every morning: if it is going to be, it is up to me, right? Nobody else controls my destiny, with the exception of me. And that doesn't mean that speed bumps won't be in the way, mm-hmm. but I get to control how I deal with it if I slip down. So, hey, I want to thank you guys. This was like totally off the cuff.
Yeah, this was fun,
but yeah, I love it when we do this because I always learn something, and we talk off the mic, and I still learn something. So, hey, Campfire Hour. Check out the blend in about 10 days. Check out all the upcoming events that they got going on. So stay with us. Be by there. We're out.